Brussels in English, we found The Bulletin on Bruz. The Bulletin has teamed up with De Boeren to organise a series of online talks called Brussels Explained. The first one of them was a few weeks ago, and it was all about the coronavirus crisis and whether citizen participation can help Brussels become a better place as a result of coronavirus. The guest speaker was Bruz journalist Yasmine Post. If you missed it, here's a little bit of what she had to say.
I think this crisis could also in Brussels have been the perfect moment to ask for advice of the citizens. And I think everything is ready for that. What I mean by that is that the Brussels region last year, in the end of last year, agreed on increasing public participation. This means it can set up a consultative committee made out of thousands of people, which should represent the Brussels population. And they can put an item on the agenda of the parliament. If this citizens' initiative is given the green light, the parliament will invite a number of selected citizens to debate this subject further with the members of the parliament. So these are very exciting developments, but it's still not quite what I have in mind. I am imagining a world in which it's so normalized to have this app on your phone and you just put in the input, and politicians will use it when they make their policies. So I'm wondering, could citizens at some point, on a large scale, in an easy way, give their opinion on certain measures? It's, of course, a hypothetical situation, but if thousands of people can fill in the form of the University of Antwerp for research purposes, why can't the government inquire about the opinions of the citizens about their measures they're going to take?
Yasmine Post there from Bruz. If you want to hear the full podcast from that event, Brussels Explained, head over to the De Boeren website right now and you'll find it there.